You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
And Mary Walter getting to sit here with Brian Wilson.
Lucky you.
I am very lucky. Joining us right now, Mornings on the Mall, is Mark Krikorian. He is a nationally recognized expert on immigration issues, and he is the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Mark, welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, Mark.
Glad to be here.
So now everyone is losing their mind over Trump is sending out these forces across the country to round up illegals, and this is a horrible, terrible thing. And everyone's saying this is he's rewriting the immigration laws, but that's not true, correct?
No, it isn't. Yesterday, the Homeland Security Secretary issued guidelines on how they should approach immigration enforcement and border enforcement. Mm-hmm. And all it really represents is a return to normal immigration enforcement. Because under Obama, in effect, all illegal aliens were allowed to stay unless there was a specific reason to send them back to their home countries. What the new guidelines point out is that all illegal immigrants are potentially deportable unless there's some specific reason not to deport them. And this mm-hmm. is the way it's supposed to work.
And that's very different from what we had during the
right.
during the Obama years, where they took a very different tack on what the law meant.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's one line from the memo that sums up the whole approach, which says that no class of illegal immigrants is to be considered exempt from potential enforcement. I mean, that is the key, because under President Obama, most illegal immigrants, in the words of one of his ICE directors, most regular illegal immigrants have essentially zero chance of being deported.
So now if I'm a parent and I came to this country illegally and I had my children here, or I brought my children with me here illegally, but I have since maybe, for instance, been caught driving without a driver's license, can I be deported, sent back, and separated from my family?
Well, yes and no. You can, in fact, be sent back because you're an illegal immigrant. You've been committing a crime, driving without a license, but you're not necessarily separated from your family because your children, should, even if they're U.S. born, obviously they should be with their parents. They don't have to be. If they're U.S. citizens and there's a grandma or an uncle or somebody for them to stay with, they're free to stay. But the separating is not being done by the government. The separating would be done because the illegal immigrant knowingly snuck into the United States.
There you go. And they can take those children with them, and then the children can come back if they're citizens when they hit 18.
Right, and there's actually significant numbers, thousands of U.S.-born kids of illegal immigrants in Mexico now. And the Mexicans often complain that it's overburdening their schools and what have you.
The irony.
What a shame that is. So let me see if I can get this straight. It seems that there is a lot of reporting out there that is creating sort of a sense of hysterics in the Hispanic community. We are told that people are afraid to come out of their houses, that they're afraid to send their kids to school for fear that they're going to be rounded up and thrown in a bus. That simply is not reality, is it?
Yeah, no, it's complete nonsense. Now, this is not to say that illegal immigrants have some kind of free pass, but just as a practical matter, the way law enforcement works is they would have to come to the attention of the authorities somehow by driving drunk or something like that in order for deportation to happen. The hysteria and the panic that some of these activist groups are engaging in, if I didn't know better, I would think that the Trump administration was paying them to do it, because What they're doing is creating the sense from people who aren't here, who might be considering illegal immigration, that they definitely shouldn't come, and creating the conditions where some significant number of illegal immigrants who are already here are saying to themselves, boy, this is pretty bad, we better pack up and get out before we get arrested. So it's actually probably serving the interests of the Obama administration for all of these activist groups to be exaggerating and hyperventilating.
The other thing that jumped out at me was the fact that there's this new survey out from it's a Harvard poll, which shows that the American people, by and large, are pretty supportive of this president's immigration policies. 80% of them say that they don't like the idea of sanctuary cities. 75% of them say we want increased presence of Border Patrol on the border. The one thing that surprisingly did not reach majority position was the support for the wall.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what that issue is on the wall. Honestly, I'm kind of ambivalent about it myself, not because we don't need better border controls, including extra fences and whatever else is necessary. It's just that it's not really job one. I mean, the two main things that we need to do, and the administration isn't ignoring them, but I think they need to be higher priorities. One, turning the magnet of jobs off. So we start prosecuting some employers, expanding use of the E-Verify systems, online system, when you hire somebody and get their Social Security number and name and date of birth, which you have to do anyway, this would just enable you to check it. So
right.
That turning the magnet jobs off and making sure that legal visitors go home when their time is up. That's the source of half of illegal immigration.
Yeah, and that's something that we haven't really addressed here.
Yeah.
Mark Krikorian, thank you so much for joining us on Mornings on the Mall and putting this entire immigration spectacle into perspective for us. Have a fantastic day, Mark Krikorian. Thank you.
Yeah, by the way, 53% in that survey, it's a fascinating survey, 53% of those surveyed said they support the president's executive order on immigration. 53%. So there's a lot of support out there for this idea.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.